ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I wanted to get you a gift.
Okay.
I hope it fits, but I've kept the receipt if it doesn't. And I've put a lot of thought into it. You don't have to try it on now, but is that nice? Hi, Edie.
Hello,
how
love.
How are you going?
Not too bad.
Oh, that's 8 hours I'm not getting back.
Oh, where have you been?
Oh, after the whole Reese Nicholson debacle, I've had to do mandatory inclusivity training.
Oh, dear.
And it's been a long day. Oh. Anyway, who have we got on the pod?
Ah, we've got Josh Thomas joining us
today. That's perfect, because I'll be able to show him how his lifestyle doesn't make me physically ill anymore.
Oh.
I'll put that up for him.
Shall we get started?
I said, how would you feel being a loaf of bread, being crushed under some washing powder and a packet of eggs? I said, do it. Again.
Fair enough, fair enough. Oh, hello, and welcome to another cuppa with Granny Bingo, the show where we drink the tea of Australian culture and realise perhaps we should have had coffee. Today we're joined by comedian, actor, writer, director, producer and all-round television icon, Josh Thomas. Hello and welcome to the program,
hello.
Josh.
Good on you, mate. Put it there, champion.
Hello.
Good on you, buddy.
Thank you.
So much for joining us. Yeah. Can I make you a cuppa, Josh?
Oh, I've got love some, yeah.
Yes, do you take milk?
I'll take milk, yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that your time here at Areola Gardens and on our little podcast is safe one.
Okay.
And we want you to know that this is a safe space for you and your community. And that I acknowledge that your community has had a rough trot over the years and we might have played a part in that. I don't know.
What did you play a part in?
That your people are welcome here.
Okay.
Here's the tea, hunty.
Thank you.
So much so that I wanted to get you a gift.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Oh, wow.
Caroline,
okay.
Can you? I think I left it. Caroline's been at the same training course that I've been today for the gay thing. And I think you might like this. I hope you like it because I've put a lot of thought into
it. Is it because I'm gay?
Yes.
Oh, it's because I'm gay.
Yes,
we had a bit of an issue when we had Reese Nicholson on and... Anyway, I hope you like it. I hope it fits, but I've kept the receipt if it doesn't. And I've put a lot of thought into it. This is one, a shirt that you people always love to have. And so I don't know if that should fit. You don't have to try it on now, but is that nice? From Nan? Nice gift from Nan?
The bloke at the shop said that you would... Well, I think he said you'd like it. It was hard to understand.
And he had a red ball with a leather strap around on, but it was a bit difficult to understand.
Lightly used.
It's been oiled.
Yes. Oiled.
It's been oiled.
You have to putting it. Anyway, we'll save that for later. That's just a little welcome.
Clearly you don't like it.
No,
we just wanted you to know that you're welcome here, no matter what kind of things you choose to do in the bedroom.
Okay.
Now, Josh, you've not been on the program before, but I'm sort of a bit of a, I don't know, like a Laura Fruit Tingle. You know that? I like to do the hard-hitting sort of go really deep. Into your history and learn about you and that sort of thing. So I'd like to start by welcoming you to the program and saying, you know, let's learn about your childhood. You've got such a lovely accent, Josh. Where did you grow up?
North Queensland.
In Australia?
Well, I grew up in Brisbane.
Right.
Brisbane in Scotland? Or?
No. This is Queensland. Well, thank you so much.
It's all my accent is, it's because I'm autistic.
Autistic.
It's mental health. They've got mental health.
Mental health.
Sorry about this, Josh.
No,
we didn't have mental health growing up.
What did you have?
We just had holiday houses and expendable cash.
Yes.
And affordable petrol.
That's right.
Yeah. We just put it some leaded petrol back, then you got lead with your petrol, and it was cheaper.
Mm.
I mean, that's how good
we just didn't really have anything to worry about, so we didn't have to have mental health.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
So it's all very new to us.
Do I get a gift for being autistic?
Well, you've got the teeth.
What do you like?
Trains.
Fidget spinner or something?
I actually do like trains. I wouldn't mind a
drain.
Trains.
Trains!
Sorry, it's your Brisbane accent.
My Brisbane accent.
She can't
like choo-choo trains.
Trains, but also I would watch a video of someone cleaning a drain.
Absolutely. Would watch that too. And pimple popping, I get right in.
Yeah,
isn't it wonderful? Mm. And trains, I watch that on YouTube. I'm not autistic, but I watch YouTube and I watch trains 24 hours a day. And actually, sometimes I go to the train station and I write in my little book what when the trains come and if they were late and what type. Was an Extrapolis train? Was it one of the ones that's going through the metro tunnel? I don't know, but I write them all down and obsess over
eye contact?
Well,
I... just making you feel. Look into my eyes. What would you say your empathy quotient score is?
What?
Your empathy quotient.
I can tell you it's not high.
It's not high.
Anyway, now, so you grew up in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And then you went to school in Germany. Of course, I've learned about you recently.
Yeah.
It's funny how the world changes, isn't it? Because when I was a little girl, they were sending all of the school kids out of Germany.
Yeah.
But now they're sending them there.
It's important to leave people room for growth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you want to go to Germany, or do you think your parents just needed a little bit?
I went for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but then they would have had to talk to each other.
And that's often the trouble. As you get older and you have kids, you'll know this. Have you got children?
No. I don't have kids, honey. You can't get kids the way I do it.
Really?
Didn't they not teach you that?
But when you get older and you're married to someone of the opposite gender, not that there are, I just want to say I've learned recently, about 45 minutes ago, that there is no gender. In fact, it's a spectrum. But if there were, and there was only two of them, men and women eventually find nothing in common if you're married to one another long enough and you just want to stop talking. And that's probably what happened to your parents as well when you went away. They were confronted with the fact that they didn't actually really like each other.
No, that's what I think probably happened. They did get divorced shortly after.
Slay!
This is...
Boots!
Yes, I'm hunty.
Got me on the edge of tears.
We do that.
Now, so you grew up in Brisbane and then went to Germany and then you went to university to study television, didn't you?
Yeah, so...
You only did... How long?
I did a Bachelor of Creative Industries, majoring in television, and I did one semester full-time and one semester half-time.
So you dropped out after about one, essentially what worked out to be 1.5 months.
Yeah.
Do you think that's reflected in your work?
No.
No?
No, my work's done quite well.
Well, some of it has done all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, my work's done quite well for someone who only did a sixth of the degree.
Yes.
They taught me all you need to know. A wide shot.
She's doing a good job of remembering it. Right.
Wide shot, close up, mid shot.
Yes.
Light it.
Yep.
That's pretty much all there is.
Yes. And sorry, are we talking about for being gay now or for
this is for filming.
For filming, right.
Yeah. How long did these guys go? How long did you guys go?
I'm not sure. I just turn up the minute I'm required and do the minimal amount of work.
We try not to talk to the staff.
Oh, sorry.
It's just, they start to get a bit of a big head,
start
giving them
they
credit.
They start going, I knew you when... All that sort of
that
stuff.
That sort of thing.
I'm not going to remember them.
Now, we've touched on the fact that you have mental health. What's that like now for you as an adult?
What's it like, just generally, just broadly speaking, to be autistic?
Explain the entire experience of having autism in 2026.
It's lost a bit of its razzle-dazzle. It's lost a bit of its edge. It's one of those things.
Do you think you need to come up with something else?
I need something. Well, because I was gay when that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When I came out, you could do a whole tour about that.
Oh, yes.
Could you imagine now somebody doing a whole tour about
boring.
It? Yeah.
Boring.
And then ADHD was even a little bit interesting. And then autism was a little bit interesting when I did it. But all of those three things just sort of blank. They're quite boring now, aren't they?
Yes.
Maybe colour blindness. It might be the next
Should I experiment with that?
Shingles? Something like that could be an issue.
Well, monkeypox was about to have a moment, but then where did that go?
Did you get that one?
No, alas.
I didn't vaccine.
No, otherwise I would have done a tour about it.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe you could become right wing. Maybe you could go back to normal. Stop being gay for a bit.
Yeah.
That could be an interesting show.
You could espouse family values.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. I do keep getting accused of being bisexual lately by my friends.
Accused of? Being bisexual.
Accused, yeah.
You'd need
to
get better friends. That's a very, very rude to say.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Now, you've said that your relationship with shame is an interesting one.
What?
Yes,
what did I say?
I follow your career very closely, Josh.
I didn't. Whatever I said, I didn't.
Well, you said
it.
That you don't have a relationship with shame.
Uh-huh.
Would that be correct, would you say?
I would say, yeah, I find it difficult to feel shame, yeah.
Do you think that explains your haircut?
Oh, I see. No, I think my haircut is a genetic baldness. Yeah. God. And then
I don't mean the bits where it's missing. I more mean where it's choppy. See how it's sort of... You sort of look like you're hosting Rage in 2004, don't you?
Yeah. I start, look, it's not. I've had the same hair since I was 8, and it's not good.
So your hair's never fallen out, is what you're saying?
No, it's fallen out a few times, and then they move it each time. But I'm due a new one. Can you see here?
Oh, yeah.
I better get that filled in.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
Where are they going? I've got they a must be running. They must be running out of places to take it from.
No, they are, yeah. I did look into getting it taken from my armpits because I've got quite straight armpit hair.
Right.
But they said no.
We're really getting the full picture.
Yeah.
Straight armpit hair.
I've got quite... Would you want to look at it?
Not really.
No, okay. I got quite straight armpit hair, and I thought maybe I could move some of that up there, but the Turkish said no. And you know when they say
when they're
no.
saying that's going to look weird.
Yeah, that's not.
You know it really is.
You know you've got to take a pause.
Can you take it from a donor?
You can't take it from a donor, otherwise, of course, I'd be a foster parent.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, I'd do anything.
Have you thought about trying lace front wigs?
I just couldn't do the glue. Have you guys thought about it?
No, I think anyone wearing wigs and toupees and that sort of thing, it's fake. It's not real. People can spot it. Uh-huh. They can especially spot when you've got a poorly painted lace front wig. That's a dead giveaway.
Very clear, especially under TV cameras.
Yeah, so I won't do that.
No.
And neither will we.
No.
No.
Now, Josh, you have a chicken farm, don't you?
Chooks. I read about this.
No, see, you're forgetting things. You've talked about it again, haven't you?
No, I hadn't.
So, no, because I heard you on the Abby Chatfield podcast, mm-hmm. and you said you had a cock cage.
Yeah.
What have you got? A male or some hens or...?
I bought a cock cage.
Little chickens or big chickens?
Well, it's to keep them small, I suppose. And I got lost in there. I lost the key.
You lost the key to your cock cage. Couldn't get to your cock. Oh, the poor hinge.
I bought it for another boy because he wanted me to put his dick in a cage. And then I bought it for him, and then he left, and then I just got bored. I got idly bored, and I put my own in the cage, and then I locked it. And then I, of course, lost the key to my own cage.
Autism.
And then I'm walking around that, and I'm thinking, of course I knew this was going to happen. It wasn't even a sex thing for me. I just was sort of curious about the technology, and then there was a brief moment where I stood with a hammer over my dick, and I was trying to figure out how to get it out of the cage. And then anyway, I ended up just going with lube and wriggling. Lots of extensive wriggling and lube.
Well, viewers, that sadly brings us to the end of another episode. Josh Thomas once asked people to please like him, and I tell you what, after today's episode, I think we're all one step closer to fulfilling that wish. Thank you so much for coming on the pod today, Josh. It's been great having you here and learning about your lifestyle.
Can I have a candy?
Yes, you can.
Have a candy.
Just got to get it off first.
You can have a little bit of a lick if you like.
No.
You'll be licking a little bit of Po. Po licked them as well when she...
Did she? Oh, I love Po.
Why does your tongue look like that? Anyway, thanks for joining us for another episode of Another Cuppa. Until next time, ta-ta! Say goodbye to our friends.
You guys booked Po.
Yes.
It's a good
We enjoyed that one a lot more than this.
She's lovely, isn't she?